This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, a couple things later on in the hour. One, don't forget those AC/DC tickets. When you hear AC/DC, yep, we'll give them away. Another thing, it's a spectacular national day today, which I have to tell you about. And also, before we get out of here today, I heard and saw something yesterday that made me understand there still is greatness. I mean, wonderful things happening in our country. It almost moved me to tears. I'll tell you what that is. But all right, so listen to this. It's making the rounds. You may have seen it over the weekend. So the P-Town Bar, it's a popular gay bar in Bloomfield. Well, there was a compliance check. And as with any compliance check, whether it's for underage, whether it's for overcrowding, all that, a task force goes together made up of people from various different members of law enforcement, whether it's the, you know, Allegheny County Police, the state police, the city police, all different places, the alcohol, tobacco, and liquor control board, and they go in and they conduct essentially a check, and they're armed and they have bulletproof vests on and they don't know what's going to happen, and they go into a place. Well, they did this, and people are saying that they were targeted because they're a gay bar. Well, now the rest of the story comes out, and of course Mayor Ganey had to stick his nose in the middle of it because, well, it's time to pander for votes. There's video out there. It is what it is. And don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Now, let's fast forward to Mayor Ganey's release, which he just sent out a couple hours ago. On the evening of Friday, May 2nd, members of Pittsburgh's Nuisance Bar Task Force conducted an unannounced compliance check at P-Town. I have since heard from many members of the LGBTQIA+ community and their allies who have questions and concerns about this action that I want to address. I want to first acknowledge the way in which bar raids were used historically to harass and commit violence against members of the community. It was not so long ago that police raids on gay bars were routine, and it was one such raid at the Stonewall Inn in Greenwich Village that sparked the modern movement to establish safe places for people to be open about their gender and sexuality without fear of arrest. It's my intent that our actions as a city build upon rather than undermine that illegitimate desire for safety. And let me stop right there. Stonewall happened in like 1969. Okay? Not to undermine it and not to diminish it, but it happened in 1969. There's no way Mayor Ganey knew that without looking it up. Okay, more so. The task force, which our Bureau of Police oversees, is made up of representatives from our Police Bureau, the Fire Bureau, the Department of Permits, Licenses, and Inspections, the Allegheny County Health Department, the Allegheny County District Attorney's Office, and Liquor Control Enforcement Divisions of the State Police. It was formed to allow the city to identify and mitigate hazards that can be caused by overcrowding, serving alcohol to minors, unsafe facilities, and other building and health code violations. It is not intended to intimidate or cause harm to patrons. In the case of P-Town, Saturday's compliance check was driven by a report to the city's Bureau of Fire, specifically asking for a check on overcrowding. Inspectors found that the bar, with an occupancy permit for 70, had 133 people inside. I don't need to read the rest of this. I'll read that sentence again, which he conveniently decided to put near the bottom. Inspectors found that the bar, with an occupancy permit for 70, had 133 people inside. Why don't you put that at the top? Do you know why? It was overcrowded by almost double, Mr. Mayor. This isn't a gay bar issue. This is a there's way too many people in the bar issue. But you're disgusting because you pander when it comes time for the Democratic primary. If there was a fire or a shooting, no one could get out safely. And you know what you'd be whining about? They didn't protect members of our LGBTQIA plus community. You are pandering for votes. You're disgusting. And you're slapping members of law enforcement in the face. And you're also branding them as people who are bigots, just like you did to Stephen Zappala. You're disgusting, Ed Ganey. Put at the top of the release, there was almost double occupancy in this building, and it was unsafe. You undermine all the time what these people do in their job to try to keep us safe. You went on to write, or someone did for you, a bunch more paragraphs like, as mayor, I want to ensure that patrons are not exposed to risk. This is our responsibility, and we need to enforce safety rules. However, we need to be thoughtful about the fear that the sudden appearance of multiple armed officers can cause. There's no however. That's how raids are conducted. There's no however when the occupancy permit is for 70 and there's 133 people there. There's no however. You know what the however is? That the Democratic primary is in full force and you're trying to get reelected. You're disgusting. Disgusting that you're trying to pit law enforcement against gay people and you're perpetuating hate. It's disgusting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,